Although not a manager, she took the initiative to organize weekly wind-down sessions, where team members could de-stress and discuss their challenges in an informal setting. This simple act of showing up emotionally for her colleagues resulted in a more cohesive team and eventually caught the attention of higher-ups, leading to a more comprehensive mental wellness program within the company. The morale improved, as did productivity rates. Sarah proved that leadership doesn't always come with a title. Sometimes it's about identifying a need and taking the initiative to address it, thereby improving the overall work environment. In academia, a graduate student named Alex made waves with his approach to a group project. Rather than waiting for the designated team leader to assign roles or dictate the project's direction, Alex stepped in to mediate differing opinions and offer constructive feedback. He encouraged the quieter members to voice their ideas, ensuring that everyone felt heard and valued. His actions led to not only a successful completion of complex projects, but also fostered a sense of community among the group. Later, multiple team members credited Alex's supportive attitude and transparent communication as pivotal in creating a highly effective work dynamic. This example shows how even within hierarchical structures, like a classroom, individuals can lead effectively by creating inclusive environments. Consider a healthcare worker named Emma during the onset of the COVID pandemic. Despite not being in a managerial role, Emma observed that morale was low among her colleagues due to the emotional toll of treating virus-affected patients. She took it upon herself to start a peer-led emotional support group, where healthcare workers could share their feelings and coping strategies. Emma's initiative not only provided an emotional outlet for stressed colleagues, but also established her as a natural leader in her community. Subsequently, the hospital began to formalize similar support systems, recognizing the importance of emotional well-being among healthcare providers. Each of these individuals, from different sectors, backgrounds, and life stages, demonstrates that leadership is not confined to titles or hierarchies. It's about influencing and inspiring those around you, advocating for positive change, and stepping up when the situation calls for it. Whether by challenging unjust norms, improving team dynamics, or providing emotional support, these people have shown that anyone can lead and make a significant impact from exactly where they are. In the realm of leadership, it's easy to underestimate the ripple effect of a small everyday action. Yet, as we've seen through various real-world examples, the concept of invisible or everyday leadership is far from insignificant. It has the power to transform work environments, challenge social norms, and even alter the course of history. These stories illustrate that leadership is not a role reserved for the few who hold titles or high-ranking positions. Instead, it's an activity that anyone can engage in, regardless of where they find themselves in life or their career. The profound impact of leading from where you are is immeasurable and often extends far beyond what's immediately visible. You never know when your actions might inspire someone to lead, creating a domino effect of positive change. Perhaps Rosa Parks didn't know her act would ignite a movement, or Sarah didn't foresee her initiative becoming a corporate wellness program, or Alex couldn't have predicted his influence on future teamwork among his peers. Yet their actions did have a broader impact, all because they chose to lead from where they were. In your own life, remember that the opportunities for leadership are all around you. They might be in your workplace, in your community, or even in your own home. They could be as straightforward as standing up for what's right, as subtle as encouraging a discouraged colleague, or as complex as resolving conflicts for the greater good. You don't need to wait for a title to make a difference. You can start right now. So I encourage you to embrace the potent form of leadership that arises naturally when you're fully present, authentic, and committed to positive change. Don't underestimate the influence you hold, even without a formal title. Your actions no matter how small they may seem, has the potential to set off a ripple of change. And that's the extraordinary power of leading from where you are.